Departments USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Yes, from over here to over there, it's Command Performance. And fellas, tonight is a very special night. But I don't mean just because Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra are here, but tonight, Command Performance is 2 years old. For 104 weeks, we've been throwing stuff at you in answer to your letters to Command Performance, care of Armed Forces Radio in Los Angeles, USA. So, all over the world, may we have 10 seconds of silence as we pay tribute to Command Performance on its second birthday.
Quiet, please!
And now, as we begin the third year of your big show, here's a great song and the gal who sang it on the very first Command Performance 2 years ago tonight. Blues of the Night and Dinah Shore.
When I was in pigtail, my mama done told me, hun, now a man's gonna sweet talk and he'll give you the glad eye. But when that sweet talking is done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the trains are calling, whoo. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, whoo. My mama done told me, ahoy, dahoy, oh, clickety-clacks are echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will dim its light. When Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. Well, I've been in some big towns, I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. La, 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 my mama don't tell me the blues in the night.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Cutting a small slice of that birthday cake and cutting a small hunk of mail, it's love to Alaska and Moose Wilcox, Jocko, Meanie Grandpa, Mother Moran, Eli the Swede, and O'Keefe the Lover. Ditto to Al Freeman over in England, from Brother Ticker, who incidentally is at the piano tonight, and say, at 948, Private Rube Dauterman, devotee of the sport of kings, asks our boy Carpenter to get up here and yell out...
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by a length and three quarters, paying 20-1, Pinochle!
And Staff Sergeant Chen wants Ken to make like the tobacco auctioneer.
It's $42, real, real, phone, phone, feel, final, fruit, final, feel, final, phone, phone, sold to Bing Crosby.
I love Keith. Say, thank you, Kenneth, and speaking of Bing Crosby, fellas, here's a mighty fine new customer of ours, a swell guy that we all want you to know a lot better. Singing Speak Low, here's Frank Sinatra.
Speak love, our summer day withers away too soon, speak low, when you speak love, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, I feel. Wherever I go, that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old, and love so brief. Love is pure gold, and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me, and soon.
Thank you. I guess if Command Performance were to answer all the Bing Crosby letters, they'd have to start a second Command Performance for the rest of us. Well, sir, Papa Bing's here with a new pop tune. While he's over there learning the lyrics from John Scott Trotter, he asked me to send his best to the 91st... to send his best to the 91st Bombardment Group. Bing's best, too, to the air crews at 634. To John G.H. Lewis, motor mechanic on one of England's greatest battleships, and to a certain Yugoslav who says we've helped a few of his people through dark days.
John and I, we got the stuff there.
Just a minute. Four times he's waited for the stork, and now he's impatient. Fellas, while those two birthday candles are melting, Command Performance presents John Scott Trotter's arrangement of Candlelight and Wine with Thumbs Trotter himself at the piano. It's the only way he could possibly get a seat here tonight. And you know who...
Thank you.
secret rendezvous. A table set for two, with candlelight and wine. There we'll share an old familiar tune, a strain of clair de lune, with candlelight and wine. They can take the moon away, hide the stars from sight. Time can take a holiday for one romantic night. Then, if you should touch your lips to mine, we'll live a moment divine, with candlelight and wine. Stars from sight. Time can take a holiday for one romantic night. Then, if you should touch your lips to mine, we'll live a moment divine, with candlelight and wine.
Lovely.
Oh, thanks, Dinah. But say, how about this, what's his name? Sinatra? What's he doing here tonight?
Well, Bing, Sinatra's a great singer. A singer like that only comes once in a lifetime.
Yeah, and he has to come in my lifetime.
But, Bing, don't you really think Frank has great presence at the microphone?
True, true. You can tell where the mic leaves off and Sinatra begins. I must say, though, Frankie, he's clever with clothes, isn't he?
Well. Huh? Well, sir, I'm glad to see you finally taking an interest in clothes.
I've got to get sharp.
But really, Frank is a smart dresser. Look at those wool tweeds and that cute little wool tie and those bright wool socks.
Yes, sir, all wool and an inch wide.
Hey, what's going on here? Crosby, you give me the needle?
Oh, Frankie, no such of a kind of thing. I was just telling Dinah, really, I was telling her how amazed I am at the quality of your voice.
Well, there's really nothing unusual about that, Bing. After all, I studied under some of the greatest teachers in the world.
That's all?
Uh-huh. Under Leon Cavallo at Milan.
Oh, yeah?
Under Puccini at El Escolo. And under Mascagni at Juilliard.
And where did you learn the most?
Under the runway at Minsky's.
Oh, yes, you'll meet some grand people. Yes. Well, it may be true that you studied under some of the great operatic artists, but you know that you can't sing grand opera or its equivalent. You know that.
Is that so? You just heard me sing, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And do you think that Caruso could sing any better?
Even now, yes.
Boys, please, stop picking on each
other. We're petulant tonight,
aren't we? You are. You're bad boys. Bing, Frank has worked hard to get where he is. It took backbone, and Frank made it because he has backbone.
He's all backbone.
Well, then, let's talk about your pot tummy there, Dad.
Oh, Frank, my pot tummy is not so big.
Oh, yeah? I'd sure like to have it full of war bonds, old man. But all kidding aside, Bing, I've admired you for many years.
Well, Frank, I've admired you for years.
And I think you're a grand singer.
And I think you're a grand singer.
And there's no one in the country I'd rather listen to than you.
And there's no one I'd rather listen to than you.
Ain't we a couple of liars?
Boys, enough of this nonsense.
All right.
Gentlemen of the AEF, Command Performance is pleased tonight to bring you episode number one in the new Thrilladilla serial entitled She Was a Wallflower All Week Long, but on Saturday night she got plastered. In this dilly, I play the daughter of a fine old Scottish family. Father, played by Ken Carpenter, will set the scene. Ain't that right, Father?
Aye, lass, it's like this. I want you to settle down to get married.
Father, you're Scotch tonight. It's twice as thick as your head. What happened?
On the way home, I had a double scooch. But I'm insisting, lass. I want you to pick out a man.
Oh, Father, what would I do with a man?
Are you kidding, girl?
Well, Father, tonight I will make my choice. You see... Bruno McCrosby and Swoona McSinatra are coming to ask my hand in marriage.
McCrosby and McSinatra? Yipe. Daughter, I'll have none of such nonsense. Pick yourself a man with an honest job, like McTavish, the bookie.
Oh, when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, open that lousy door.
Well, don't stand there. Close the door. And don't slum it. Be ye Croner McCrosby, lad?
I be, sir.
And what do you do for a living, lad?
Well, sir, I'm a singer, and I sell cheese.
Is that a full-time job?
Well, no. I sell it on Thursday nights.
And what do you do the rest of the week?
I eat the stuff.
All or nothing at all.
Well, don't stand there. Close the door. All right, lad, I'll help you. Young man, I take it ye be Swoona McSinatra.
And that I be, sir.
And what do ye do for a living, lad?
Well, sir, I'm a singer and I sell cigarettes, sir.
And is that a full-time job, lad?
Well, no. I sell them on Saturday nights.
And what do you do the rest of the week?
I go around looking for the butts.
Enough of this nonsense. Which of ye is the better man for me, Dina? That or there's a war on, you know, and when you cannot get butter, you take margarine. Now, which of these lads do you choose?
Oh, Father, I cannot choose so quickly.
Well, why not? What's the matter, lass?
Well, I admire Croner McCrosby, and I admire Swoona McSinatra, but never shall I choose until I hear them sing together.
I think I'll be pouring myself another double scooch.
Well, Frankie, looks like you and I are about to go a couple of fast heats here, so let's lace on the Levinsons and get at it, huh?
Already, Bing. Lead with your left tonsil.
That's my case tonsil, too. I come out of my corner, look out over the crowd way up there in the 40-cent seats. I can see Bob Hope. No, he's in the two-bit seats. I move to the center of the ring, and whom do I see?
A little Sir Echo, how do you do? Hello.
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 Amazing that, me singing with Bing Crosby. Gosh, it's hard to believe that this is the guy I dreamed all through school about.
this is the guy the girls used to rave about.
Ah, well, c'est la guerre. Frequently as I pass by the swinging doors of our less exclusive bistros and hear the jukeboxes moaning Sunday, Monday, or always, I mutter through my china, I never thought that any guy in his right mind could treat us human beings so darned unkind. So not to sneak away and leave a note behind, 'cause that's the human thing to do.
Well, from a Richard Crooks or a Lawrence Melchior, or even your brother Bob, I'd take that. But according to the inside dope from the pinball section, Cross, you're heading for the last roundup. Better saddle your nags for the last time and ride.
Getting up there, aren't you?
Give me time.
If I had my way, Frank, you wouldn't be here.
You'd probably be down at the glue factory waiting for your horses to come in. You know that, don't you? By the way, Bing, do the girls ever come over to hear you sing, pony boy, won't you be my pony boy?
Oh, Nats, Nats. I'd like to ask you something, Frank, when you're larruping your larynx and clinging desperately to the mic. Does this refrain ever run through your mind?
Falling upon the floor. Never wanted to. What am I to do? No muscle.
That reminds me. Last night I was talking over the old days in music with John Scott Trotter. Yeah. And I says to John, I says, I wonder what's become of Crosby, the Sinatra of 1909.
Get my thing. Get my thing. Well, it's plain to see we're only kidding with the best of friends. In fact, it makes no difference now what kind of life fate hands me. I'll get along without you, fine. That's plain to see.
Yep, that's right. We're the best of friends. Sincerely, we are. I think the world of Bing's work. In fact,
I heard Bing sing last night, and I know why. They turned their radios off, and so did I.
You know, gang, I feel it's incumbent upon me, really, to dig you something confidential regarding this lad here.
He sings on the air with the greatest of ease, this daring young man on our Saturday eves. His singing is graceful, and the girls he does please, and their love he has stolen away.
Well, you gotta admit, Bing, it's nice work if you can get it. And if you'd show the proper spirit, I might wire your brother Everett about you.
Will you wire, bro?
Yes, and you could stand a few lessons, you know.
I was getting away with it till you come along. Lessons, huh?
Sure.
You gotta learn to croon if you want to win your heart's desire. Sweet melodies of love inspire romance.
That's him, not me. I can't do it.
Just no more. Just no more.
Are you two letting me sing in front of your own amusement? Are you two lads singing for your own amusement or for the hand of me daughter Dinah?
Well, we better get down to business, Bing. You sing for her left hand, and I'll sing for the right one.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, I'll take her and you can have Sinatra.
Skip him, Dinah. Just listen to this. This is real amour. Sometimes I wonder why I spend those lonely hours. You get me?
Sometimes I wonder why I spend those lonely hours dreaming of a song. Its melody haunts my reverie.
It's my song. I introduced it in 1904. I'll never... Very big for me. Big for me in Des Moines, that song.
Getting it on a rebound.
Dinah, just listen to this song.
No need to tell me now what makes the world go round.
Is that right, Frank?
When
at the sight of you, my heart
begins to pound and pound.
Who's stealing what song from who? Dinah, dig this for basic emotional excellence.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the sky.
I think this boy's been listening to Al Dexter. Check and see how we're doing. Oh, Father Carpenter, has your daughter made up her mind?
Well, I made up mine, but I can't say it in public. The last demand is that you two lads sing a duet.
Thing, how about it?
Well, let's do it, Frank.
And let's jump into it.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much.
I want to advise you, Frank, please.
Don't laugh at Bob Hope's jokes too much. People will say we're in love.
How'd that wind up with a tenor?
Don't sigh and gaze at me.
Have to stand in line to gaze at you.
Your songs are so like mine.
Yeah, but your voice doesn't sound like mine.
I'll give you the number of my gravel dealer.
People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove.
Which glove are you talking
that
about?
That catches me. That lent you
Wednesday. Got it, Frank.
They're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Ring dong, boom, boom, dong. Just a minute here. I'll see if that had the same effect on Medina as it had on me. Daughter?
Yes, Father?
Have you made up your mind, lassie?
I've made my choice, Father. Here is my dream lover.
Yeah, hello, honey.
Go ahead, sweetie pie. Show him how you can sing.
Yeah. Hut, hut, roll, send all the river all, and up, roll, let's do it. Hut, hut, roll, send all the river all, and choo, 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 choo. Crosby and Sinatra. Cheer.
Well, fellas. Fellas, that's about it. Nice to spend our second anniversary with you on command and hope things are different by this time next year.
Same here, boys, and thanks for having me on tonight. It was a real honor.
Nice going over there, gang. Grab you in a week or two and the best of the best from the USA.
Beginning its third year of service, the men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service. ¶¶